Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is I Am Resistance and the End Times. I normally go into music and then I go through my diatribe, but today I'm doing something different because, plus, I'm not in time. I've been distracted, so I'm sorry. I've been busy, so I'm sorry. And I owe you all an apology, those of you who listen. Because I'm a terrible host, and I'm a terrible entertainer, and I'm just a terrible person all together. And that's okay. Today I'm going to lecture you all, and you're not going to enjoy it. I'm going to lecture myself, so it's even worse. Today I want to talk more about what I talked about before, but before I go into that, I did a show on, my last show was on polyamory. People love that, and a bunch of people left my I Am Resistance page, which was wonderful. So, you know, they don't like you when you don't conform. And this is not about conformity. This is about resistance. You know my diatribe, you know, about a culture of resistance. What are we resisting? Industrial civilization, the abstraction of our way of life, which is that we're killing the living world. So today I'm just going to pontificate like a mofo, so just bear with me. Because this is impromptu, and also because nobody wants to hear what I have to say, which is okay. That's okay. So, yeah, right now, think. I'm asking people to think when nobody wants to think. That's not popular when you don't do popular stuff. Am I thinking hard enough? I don't know. And that's what I want to work on. I want to work on it with you. So today, I'm reaching out. And I hope that people will come and listen and participate more. And I know, you know, we're busy people. But maybe I could do a better job of reaching out to people and saying, hey, how can we resist this toxic culture? Do we even think it's a toxic culture? So, you know, nobody wants to talk about polyamory, but I'm going to talk about that too, not today, but about sharing, about re-indigenizing, about getting rid of this toxic psychology, about getting rid of this discourse, and looking forward to this wonderful collapse that we have ahead of us. So I'm going to share about that. I'm going to suggest you read books. I'm going to hopefully get book suggestions from you. Let's have a reading club. Let's do something. I don't know. I don't have answers. But what I've clearly identified is the lie of civilization, and I wonder if you have too, because it seems like so many of our culture are the best and brightest, shall we say, a part of that great lie and delusion. And I know exactly how they feel, because they can't go there. We can't go there. It's non sequitur, non starter. You can't start by questioning civilization. You just can't. It's like questioning the nature of God. You take God as a given, just as we take civilization as our God. So when you go to question that, you have to question it very difficult. It's a very difficult thing to question your God. So when you do that, I advise you to expand your mind and challenge the thinking and see what we're actually doing here. That's what we don't see. We feel like we're innocents, that innocent people are here doing what we're doing. I'm innocent sitting in this house. I'm innocent in the status that I'm, but I'm not innocent, and neither are you. Let's look at our collaboration and our apology for civilization. Look at where your mind won't go. Think while it's still legal. Think. Think hard. That's all I've ever wanted for people. Actually, that's not all. I want us to stop living this way. I want us to challenge our enslavement. Do you see yourself as a slave? Why not? Because you are. How much do you have to delude yourself to get through your day? How much medication do you have to take? How much drugs do you got to put into your system? How much lies do you have to tell yourself? Use your coping skills. Why do you need coping skills? Why do you have to endure? Why do you have to psychologize and have therapy to get through your day? Why are we stressed? What is stress? Another word for suck it up and take it, as opposed to, Why not resist? As opposed to resisting truth, any truth, any truth, explore. And I see that all around me. I do this to liberate our minds, not because I have the answers. I don't. But I want to liberate us. I want to liberate myself. I want us to stop killing the living world. And so I meet people, and I meet people who are walled off from any dialogue. I mean, like, literally. So I meet someone, and they say, and I question them. I question them Socratically. They call it the Socratic method, where you challenge people. And what do they say? They say, I want serenity. I only seek that which gives me serenity. And what does that say to me? That means I close myself off from thinking. From thinking. And when you close yourself off from thinking, you follow and you obey. Remember that quote, I have it on here. Ordinary people simply doing their jobs and without any particular hostility on their part can become agents in a terrible destructive process. Moreover, even when the destructive effects of their work become patently clear and they are asked to carry out actions incompatible with fundamental standards of morality, relatively few people have the resources needed to resist authority. The social psychologist Stanley Milgram, I talked about that a few weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, relatively few people have the resources needed to resist authority. They will follow. They will obey. They will willfully walk into committing atrocity. What they don't do is reflect on the fact that their daily lives, our daily lives, facilitate atrocity. It's too much to bear. We can't psychologically grasp that we're the bad guys. Watch the movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas. That's the kind of denial that we are in. That's the kind of delusion that we've built for ourselves, that's built for us way before we were born. Every day it's built through the mass media, and the television is the conduit that keeps us completely mindless. So they're like, oh, you're blaming television. Let's expand our mind. It's television is just a tool, just like a gun is a tool, like a tank is a tool. Terrorism is a tactic. You can't have a war on a tactic. Is it a bad tactic? Well, is nuclear bombs a bad tactic? Non-conventional warfare? Is warfare itself bad? Yeah, why are we conflicting? Oh, because we're trying to impose things on people, which, again, civilization does exactly that because it's about the propagation of cities, which is, as you look in history, a very new phenomenon. But you've heard that history lesson before. Reforbid dimensions. Linear time cannot be assumed. But it offends people to accuse them of being part of atrocity. As it should offend them, as it offends me. It offends me that I have no choice. But what choice do I have? Resist. How do I resist? Think, read, explore, strategize. But I don't want to. I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. All I want to do is not think. All I want to do is not think. So think. Time's running out. Think harder. We're at the end. The oil's running out. Climate change is here. Our Ponzi scheme for an economy. Who are you? Who are you in the face of collapse? How much denial do we have? And what is our threshold for action? What is our threshold? I want to know. I want to hear people. But no one wants to talk about it. That's okay. I'm not going away. I'm not going to go away. Take me away. Which they might just. Is this what I want? No. I want us to stop living this way. I want us to stop consuming the earth. I want us to stop killing it. I want us to stop indoctrinating our children. I want to stop consuming, but I can't. But we can. I want what Derek Jensen wants. I want what every indigenous person who's ever lived wants, to be free, to have real freedom. And it's not freedom to play on the computer or have the internet. It's freedom to just be and not have to work, but just to live. But that doesn't exist. There's no place to go. We've created this atrocity that we probably won't survive. So they say, well, since you won't survive, why bother? That's a great thing. Why bother trying to stop the Nazis? Why bother? They're like, oh, you can't parallel us with the Nazis. Okay, I won't with the Nazis. I won't parallel us with ancient Rome, which nobody knows about anyway because they don't study history. We are Rome. Rome was an empire. We have been trained to live in empire and under empire's rule. The rules of empire are to do never speak out against the empire. That's the only thing that Rome ever cared about. You could have your gods or whatever belief you wanted. Just remember who's in charge. Rome. Rome is the god. So in this case, civilization is the god. Never speak out against civilization. Don't resist civilization. What does a slave do? I've asked this so many times, and I apologize if I sound redundant. I am a broken record after all, because it's really quite a simple message, is this way of life is wrong. And they'll go, oh, there's no such thing as right and wrong. Tell that to all the murdered and raped people. And they always say, well, that's the way humans are. No, I don't buy that for a second. That's just propaganda. Human nature created by the discourse of those who are the dominant culture, who want to control us. It's all about control. Every day we live and breathe, it's about control. And they're like, I want a simple soundbite answer that requires no effort to understand. That's why we're fucked. Excuse my language. How do you liberate minds? How do minds liberate themselves when there's no neural pathway that actually seeks to liberate themselves except through more lies, medications, more medications to anesthetize thinking? To anesthetize thinking. Everything we do to help ourselves is designed to keep us enslaved. And when you tell somebody that, they get mad. Of course they do. They get mad, and they don't want to hear what you have to say. I get it. That's how they cut themselves off. If I'm wrong, please tell me. I want to know. How is this sustainable? How is this sustainable that we're destroying the earth? That we've made exploitation the very core of our legal system. They're like, well, you're just wrong-minded. Well, maybe I am. But I'm open-minded to that. And I have no power, so what does it matter? But I do, and so do you. Our power is in our intelligence, John Trudell would say. What are we doing with our intelligence? Seeking entertainment. That seems to be about it. What do you want to do this weekend? Do you want to go hike? I went hiking this last weekend. Wonderful. I saw all the herd, just like me. But let's not individualize this, shall we? Oh, but we can. We can talk about my life, how wonderful my life is, how fucked we are. I have a wonderful life, and we're screwed. Nobody wants nuance or complexity. They just want to pretend and sit there wanting more, consuming more, not questioning, not thinking. They want it simple. They want no effort. They want to, like I said, anesthetize their thinking. And then euthanize their minds. That's so sad. It's not only sad, it's tragic. Not only tragic, it's an atrocity. It's an atrocity to human beings and the living world that nobody wants to hear of our speciesism. That we have said to ourselves, we're the only species that matter. And if I got to kill a billion bugs, it doesn't matter. They don't matter. They don't. All that matters is we, us, me. you encourage them to do things that will expand their minds, shut you down. I will go seek serenity, and that's all I will do. Asocial individualism, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Hobsbawm is a neo-Marxist historian, and that's his answer for how Holocausts happen. Asocial individualism. Look it up. Think about what that means to be asocial. We've created these individual psychologies that are literally vacuous, that I exist and you don't. You know what we call that in philosophical circles? Solipsism. Look that word up. The only thing that exists is your own perception. You can do anything with that kind of madness. And then what you do is you get the groupthink, which is just another buzzword for indoctrination. Because what you realize is that civilization is always taken as a given. What is a given? For granted. It's like an integer. You make that your axiom in mathematical terms. You don't question. It's like a precedence in law. You don't go beyond the precedence. You don't challenge the very precedence of ownership or property. Patriarchy. You build the enslavement into the system. The racism, the sexism, the ageism, the homophobia, you know, the hatred. Who do we hate most in our culture? It's not terrorists. We hate poor people. We hate people who remind us that we live better than they do because we've taken it. Absolutely. I feel it. I see the people on the corner begging for food or water or money all the time, all over here. They're all over everywhere. There's millions and millions of people who are hated because they are homeless. Homeless is like another word for terrorism. But I digress. Not really. So, how do we create more resources to resist authority? How do we liberate minds? Well, I am told by people that my approach is offensive. And let me apologize if I've ever offended any of you 1,000 people that have listened to my diatribes. I'm here to express myself. Unfortunately, nobody has to listen. And I'm sure I'll get shut off soon enough, but I will never stop. And I'm easily dismissed and have no voice. But I will continually talk and talk, no matter where I go or what I do. And to me, it's about the content. It's the content. I have a list of books, a list of documentaries, a list of thinkers that can retrace the steps of my own thinking, that don't take linear time or civilization as a given. So in fact, my openness is there. I'm open to the fact that consumerism could be the way to go. I just don't see any good in it, and in no way nourishes my being. And I don't mean that purely egoistically. It's just hollow. I just see hollowness all around me. Hollowness in relationships, hollowness in a hyperbolic sexualized culture, a vicious exploitative culture that values consuming more than anything. There's no balance here. I get called an extremist for calling out, you know, pornography, for calling out the very nature of exploitation, that our very way of life is wrong and toxic and vicious. That's too extreme, and that I want to orient my life toward resisting it. But the extreme is this way of life. There's no balance here. There's only 1 billion of us that live this way. And where's our conscience when we look at that 5 billion struggling behind us? There's no chance they can live this way, and we will make sure they never do. If you watch Surviving Progress, which you all should have watched by now, you see that that 1%, that dominant culture, will kill us all before it lets us go, before it lets this way of life go. That's Derek Jensen's point. That's how crazy it is. It will never let us go until we're all dead. He says it plain as day, this one economist. He says it straight out. I'll get the quote. Straight out, he says, they would rather nullify our existence than let go of it. And that's where we agree. And how can I, in good conscience, and as an intelligent being, perhaps, support that dominant culture that's willing to nullify billions of lives? It has to happen anyway. So why don't we, in a sense, dismantle this system that is unsustainable and never allow it to come again? We must stop it. We have no choice. We think there's a choice. They talk about, like, this is a lifestyle. Oh, are you part of the resistance lifestyle or the consumerist lifestyle? As if you have a choice. It's like, so, are you part of the Nazi lifestyle or the French resistance lifestyle? Are you part of the Roman lifestyle or the non-Roman lifestyle? You know, it's as if there's a choice, you know, as if you have a choice. Are you part of the serenity lifestyle or the poly lifestyle or the polyfidelity lifestyle or the hiking lifestyle or the outdoor lifestyle? See what they've done to us? See what they've done? And that's the key in critical thinking, is the ability to discern what's important from what's not. I talked about that in a few shows past. We're unable to discern. We've turned everything into a choice. So right now, we have 8 billion or 7 billion choices. So those people who are in poverty and starving to death, well, they need to make better choices. Are you into the starving to death lifestyle? Only first world stupid people would think in these terms that it's a lifestyle. I think polyamory is in opposition to monogamy. I think the indigenous way of life is in opposition to civilization. And that's what's funny, is that even mainstream people are rethinking civilization and saying, oh gosh, maybe civilization is actually a cesspool of viciousness and evil. I mean, you have the Crash Course, if you've ever watched. You know how I like Crash Course, it's kind of cute. But check it out. Crash Course is actually talking about rethinking civilization, because the assumptions of civilization are starting to be taken, are not being taken even by them as a given. When you see that, there maybe is some hope. Where you have John Green questioning. I don't know John Green, but his shows are, you know, are very lighthearted. And I like his Crash Courses, because at least somebody's trying to, he's doing what I wish I could do. They're just better at it. I'm too dangerous. But that, you know, to raise our consciousness, to challenge us, to create a culture of resistance against this industrial onslaught. We cannot live this way any longer. And we have to stop it before it's too late. And just to say that out loud, people are like, what? I just want to be happy. I just want serenity. And anything that doesn't bring me happiness or serenity, I want nothing to do with. Let me read you a quote from Slavoj Žižek. I don't even know what to call him. He's like a Czechoslovakian, or I don't know, Czechoslovakian sociologist or philosopher. I don't know. It's an interesting, and I think it speaks directly to what we've become as a culture and been perhaps all along. I don't know if I put it on this week's show, but if not, I'll throw it on there for the next one. And I'll read the quote again next week, because I'm going to get back to work. We'll get back to work. So let me see if I can find this. Bear with me, please. Thank you for your kindness. I can't find it. Oh, I found it. All right. So it shows a picture of starving children. So, quote, when we are when we are shown scenes of starving children in Africa with the call for us to do something to help them, the underlying ideological message is, like, don't think, don't politicize, forget about the true causes of their poverty, just act, contribute money, so you do not have to think. Slavo Zizic. So you don't have to think. Why are these children in poverty? America. Colonialization. Industrial civilization. Civilization itself. That's why. Civilization, the propagation of cities, sedentariness, patriarchy, agriculture, unsustainability. That's why they're there. And we're all colonialized in our minds. That's the key. To see ourselves as something different, as part of nature, not abstracted from it. And this is, of course, Chomsky. As long as the general population is passive, apathetic, diverted to consumerism or the hatred of the vulnerable, then the powerful can do as they please, and those who survive will be left to contemplate the outcome. Oh, Chomsky, you make me feel good inside. I love you so. So, you know, the daily affirmation for the revolutionary proletarian militant, this is the thought of the day. We shouldn't be sidetracked into conflicts among ourselves, but to unite, to fight capitalism, to fight civilization. Ooh, I said the bad word. To fight, to stand up for what we know is right, which is not allow a small percentage to dominate the large percentage, to have us all be consumers. Oh, but I like this. But it's time that we stop liking that toxic shit, which is like the standard American diet. It's zero nutrition and a bunch of calories that just toxify our bodies and our minds, which are not separated anyway. So I ask you to think, and hopefully I can give you some avenues to think. And if not, I understand, but I don't, and you're wrong, and you're a bad person. You're a bad person for being a collaborator, an apologist for atrocity. Did I hurt your feelings? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. But it's time that we do what's right, and time is up. So that's my thoughts of the day. Let's get back to work, shall we? I'm going to see you all next week if I'm not off exploring nature. You should come and explore nature with me. Hey, that's a meetup group in the making, right? Till next week, I am Resistance from the End Times. Peace out. Let's listen to some sad music. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.